Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's this all about?
It's about a billboard you've been reporting on all morning that went up. The candidate for mayor, Lee Zhao. How do you pronounce it, guys? Ellen Lee Zhao.
Zhao.
Yes. She's run before. She ran against Mayor London Breed and a host of candidates in 2018 during that special election. She got 4% of the vote. She put up a billboard that has London Breed in a big red dress with her feet up, smoking a cigar, money in her hand, and a guy carting off a kid and says, put an end to slavery, put an end to trafficking, and put an end to crime on the streets. And that's the message that Chow wants to put out there.
One of the things she's critical of is the salary that the mayor makes.
$350.
Is that unusual? High for an American mayor, Phil? And also, have we ever seen a mayor anytime at any point give some of their salary back? I had to ask.
No. What the point she's making is that it's not just that San Francisco's mayor makes a lot of money. It's that there are, you know, tens of 35,000 or something like that city employees, that there's a huge billion-dollar budget, and yet in many ways San Francisco looks like a third-world country. And she is making that argument that while the mayor has her feet up and is laid back and is getting big campaign contributions and running unopposed, that San Francisco is basically being run by a single party, the Democratic Party. There's never been a break in it, and it's just a machine politics. Now, the part of there, it's that when you put those images together, is it racist? That's up to the eye of the beholder. But it's not the first time we've seen ads like this. I remember when Willie Brown was Speaker of the House and they were opposed to him, Republicans used to put a wanted poster up of him in the Central Valley. I remember when there was a supervisor by the name of Michael Yockey that Willie Brown appointed to the Board of Supervisors, and opponents of Michael Yockey sent out flyers of him wearing these sunglasses, shades, to make him look like a criminal. We've done this. This is possibly a new low, but American political discourse is going like a submarine as well. So she is Chow is a social. She has a master's degree in social work from San Francisco State. She's worked as a social worker. She's a member of a whole lot of different committees, including the NRA. And she's stirring things up in San Francisco. But look, the bottom line is London Breed is going to win. She's going to win. We're going to have a press conference today denouncing this. London Breed's going to win. She's virtually unopposed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.